Random House Audio presents Blood of the Prodigal, an Amish Country Mystery by P.L. Gauss. Read for you by George Newbern. Chapter 1. Friday, May 22nd, 4:30 a.m. Like all Amish children of 10, Jeremiah Miller had known his share of sunrises. Morning chores had long since taken care of that. Every day brought the same duties. His grandfather had made it clear. Children were for working. Life was supposed to be hard. Generally for Jeremiah, it was. But lately Jeremiah had discovered something new and wonderful in his dawn chores. Something exhilarating. Also a bit frightening, because he suspected it was forbidden. It was so simple, he thought, who could object? If he arose before the others and slipped out quietly, he could be alone, drawn awake early by the allure of a solitary Ohio dawn. It had begun last winter. None of the other children had understood. After all, who would choose to be alone? So he kept it to himself now. Even Gross Daddy didn't know. It was Jeremiah Miller's little secret. At so young an age, he had already discovered that the dawn could give him a sense of identity separate from the others, and this was his first act of nonconformity. Among the May, that was considered evidence of pridefulness, and pride was surely the worst of sins. He worried that it could eventually brand him a rebel like his father. He dressed quietly in the clothes his grandmother had made, clothes that were identical to those of other Amish children. Long underwear and denim trousers with a broad fall flap, a light blue long sleeve shirt with no collar, a heavy denim jacket, suspenders, and a dark blue knit skullcap.